Hey, Bar Ninja Nation. Welcome to the Bar Ninja Podcast, where we talk about everything from trials and tribulations from life behind the bar to tips and tricks to make you a better bartender and a better drinker. Join your host, Bill Thornton, Kayla Logue, and yours truly, Mike Garrison. Let's go have some fucking fun.
Good. Okay. Well, welcome, obviously, to blah. Our Ninja Podcast. This one we're kind of just
going to day drinking 101.
That's a good way to put it. But no, honestly, what I think this one we're just diving into, like, pretty quick, the question of best or like funniest stories that you could, you know, talk about in terms of your several years of experience behind the bar.
This isn't a funny story, but I've had a couple of funny questions asked. To work in Colorado, and people would, I mean, with a dead face, just dead serious, be like, where do you guys store the moguls in the summertime?
I grew up in the South. You guys taught me how to surf. Like, I know that
the bumps are just piled.
My body doesn't do really well in cold, so I just don't explore it very much.
So Kayla's one that would ask the question.
Kayla actually wants to know where we get the moguls.
I wouldn't do that, but because I wouldn't even know what the fucking mogul is. And I'm like, okay, got it. Continue. That's really weird, though. You're in Colorado. What about you? What's your weirdest story?
Really entertaining and funny story. We had a new kid start at the restaurant. His name's Bobby. Bobby comes in and it's his first day, and I get an idea in my head and I run up to Bobby. I said, Bobby, do me a favor, man. We got the unstretched bacon today, so I need you to go get the bacon stretcher from the bar down the road. And he's like, okay, where do I go? I'm like, go down here, four doors, go in the door, get us some bacon stretcher. We got unstretched bacon. He rolls out the door. I pick up the phone. I call my buddy at the bar up the street. I said, hey, I got a guy coming up asking for the bacon stretcher. Have fun with it. He's like, okay, great, Bill. Kid walks in the door, says, oh, I got sent for the bacon stretcher. My boy has the presence of mind to go, oh, we just loaned it to the bar down the street. You got to go down the other street. Oh, okay. So he calls the other bar. Kid rolls down to that bar looking for the bacon stretcher. They have already got a phone call. So they're like, oh, we just took it across the street to this bar. In the process of all of these phone calls, this poor kid walks into the bar and they've taken like a paper cutter and some duct tape and just engineered this thing. So it's like an hour and a half has gone by. We're just like, can't wait for Bobby to show up. It's going to be funny. And he walks in the door like, I got the bacon stretcher. And we lose our minds. That started in Blacksburg. Names will be named at a later date. And I have taken it to everywhere I've ever worked. We've sent kids out looking for the bacon stretcher.
So what was the purpose of this bacon stretcher? Like,
messing with a kid.
Yeah, so like, what would we do with a bacon stretcher?
We stretch the bacon because we didn't. No, it's not a real thing.
No, of course it's not a real thing. But I'm saying, like, I mean, what in your mind possessed you to think of a bacon?
I mean, I think the real world wants to know what in the world made me think of that, because to this day I don't know. And I think it was kind of a group effort. A couple of us were coming up with, you know, we're so creative in the restaurant industry because we've made people, like, you know, mop the walk-in where the mop freezes to the bottom of the walk-in, so you can't mop the walk-in. There's a lot of pranks in the restaurant industry. As I look at Garrison, who switched around the bottles on me as I was bartending.
Oh, yeah, I figured out. He's blind and he's bartending. He's legal blind. It's like, how's he doing this? Like, when we first started, I was like, oh, I think he's memorized where everything is. And I was like, I'm going to test my hypothesis. So I started switching bottles around. Before you know it, Bill's pouring like melon.
Gin and Coke.
See, that's gold. That shit is gold.
It was gold.
If you would have given me like a gin and Coke, I would have vomited and like, what the
heck? We had like regulars order, you know, rum and Cokes. So I'd give him a gin and Coke with a lime. And he's halfway through it like, oh, I guess Bill's just not a good bartender. You
know? Did they know you were blind?
They did know I was blind, but nobody really kind of understands it because I function so well, like most of the time. So I'll walk into stuff or whatever. And it was just this cascade of, you know, tourists being like, I don't think this is a gin and tonic. You know, it's just all kind of making a margarita with melon. It just was a mess.
So anyway, but I think that's like kind of a good wrap out in terms of like stories and like,
oh, there are many
fun
more that we will come up with.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we've already talked about a lot and we'll continue to talk more about like our stories behind it. You know, funny.
And send us your stories.
Send us your stories.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Bar Ninja Podcast. Subscribe. Send us all the emails. podcast@barninja.com.
Yep.
Bar Ninja.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bar Ninja Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast player and join the Bar Ninja Nation that has over 7,000 bartenders in it by going to www.barninja.com and you can enter your email. Till next time, see you then.